What do you think, with all these national reporters here in Austin? They're all doing their research. They're all gathering. They've parachuted in now, and they want to know everything that they possibly can about Perry.
Right.
What are Americans going to learn about Perry, and what are Texans maybe going to not necessarily learn but be reminded of, and maybe things that we'd rather forget?
Well, let me say, first of all, we appreciate them coming to town with their tourist dollars. You know, one of the great economic benefits in the state is going to be the national press coming here for the next 6 or 8 months to cover this campaign. We do get a lot out of it. And part of what we get out of it is the amusement of watching folks who don't know Texas attempt to explain Texas to the rest of the world. We saw this back in 99 and 2000 when they were covering the Bush campaign. They came to Texas and marveled over stuff about Texas and about the candidate that we all thought was old hat to us.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the things we're preparing for now as they come to town to cover Perry is a stereotyped view, a caricatured view of both the state and of the governor broadcast out to the world. And that's going to include topics that we assumed were asked and answered some time ago. We're going to see things revisited that we probably all thought, well, that's no longer an issue. It hasn't been an issue for years. New scrutiny, people looking under rocks. And the way the media has evolved, Scott, the competition is so much greater at all levels.
Mm-hmm.
More people, more venues, more stuff to sift through. Some of it good, some of it not so good.
Yeah. And we're in this sort of Politico and Twitter, you know, era where every little thing is a news story, and every little thing, or what would maybe have been one line in a news story previously, is the story. What are some of those things that are going to come out, whether it be Willingham, and that execution that was controversial here,
right.
Whether it be toll roads, they got the Trans-Texas Corridor, they got the conservative base really upset, the HPV vaccinations.
Yep.
I mean, am I covering them all here? Are there other things that are going to come up?
You haven't even touched it, I think. The reality is, and I want to add to what you said, by the way, about everything is a story, and everybody is a journalist. One of the things about social media these days is that any moron on the street with a smartphone is now suddenly equal to the New York Times in terms of his ability to broadcast stuff to the world. And we have to get used to the fact that the changing landscape is going to mean a whole lot of information is going to get out, regardless of whether it's interesting or true. And that's going to be an additional burden. Well, you mentioned Willingham. You mentioned toll roads. HPV is definitely going to come back on the screen. I would say the higher ed reform fight mm-hmm. that we witnessed for the last 6 months is now suddenly going to be a national story as they scrutinize whether Perry has been trying to micromanage public universities. I think the public education cuts of the legislative session will not end with Wendy Davis's filibuster or with the special session vote, but that's going to be revisited as well around the country. I think a lot of personal stuff about the governor is going to get back into circulation, let's just say, whether mm-hmm. it's legitimate or not,
mm-hmm.
because the press is going to be looking at this guy from a totally different vantage point without the experience of the last 10 years behind them. I really think that this guy, and I think the interesting thing about the governor is the governor has had a pretty thorough going over by the likes of you and me
yeah.
and our colleagues. But going through a national campaign is just different. The level of scrutiny that a national campaign requires you to endure is different. And the opposition research of a national campaign is different. This governor has never had, with no disrespect to Senator Hutchison, a real primary fight. This governor has never had at any point a real general election fight, even against Jim Hightower.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact is, this governor is going to have, first of all, the Romney folks and the Bachman folks and others punching at him from all sides. Rick Santorum can't seem to get enough of punching at him from the right, during the primary. And then you're going to have a president who, if he misses his fundraising target, is only going to raise $800 million to run every possible negative ad you can imagine against this guy, plus all the outside money. So I'm curious to see how this governor stands up. He has always been underestimated, and one of the things that the national press descending on Texas will teach us is, can he stand up to that kind of a fight?
You mentioned the negative ads. Is one of those maybe the most obvious one, and one that we'll see different versions of, the videos and the photos of Governor Perry with Governor Bush? You talk about, Texas fatigue and Bush fatigue, its close cousin.
Yeah.
How much of that are we going to see? I mean, is that just the obvious attack from President Obama to say, look, is that what you want? You want that again?
Right. I think the president will say something to the effect of, don't throw the car into reverse. We were just there. We don't want to go back to there. But the reality is, if you know something about Texas, as opposed to pretending you know something about Texas, you know that Perry and Bush are very much not alike, and that Perry world and Bush world are not alike, and that Perry is a much more conservative version of Governor Bush. When Governor Bush was governor, when President Bush was governor, he was said to have been more of a moderate. He was friends with Bob Bullock and Pete Laney. He reached out for common ground. He got into the White House, and at that point, it is said he moved much more conservative, to be more conservative than he was when he was governor. This Governor Perry is a significantly more conservative governor than Bush was as governor. They are very, very different people. And in fact, Perry has attacked Bush as insufficiently fiscally conservative. I don't believe that the Bush people are going to support Governor Perry enthusiastically at, you know, in the end, and maybe not at all at first. So I think it'll be too facile for President Obama or any Democrats to try to tie Perry to Bush. What I think they'll do is simply try to isolate out what Perry's record has been. And what they'll say some version of from day one all the way through a general election, if he gets to be the nominee, is Rick Perry wants to do for the country what he did for Texas. Let's talk about what he did for Texas. Let's talk about what he did to Texas. And they'll try to make that the issue.
Evan Smith, thank you.